Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The 21st Annual Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale happening Wednesday, January 4th, 5 p.m. at the Super Barn Sale Arena at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds in conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress. Selling will be 63 elite Angus lots, including donor and show prospects, bred heifers, flushes, pregnancies, embryos, and semen. You can attend the sale live or watch on liveauction.tv. Sale manager Matt Sims can answer questions. Give him a call, 405-641-6081. The Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale happening January 4th at Cattlemen's Congress.
Every spring in Oklahoma, a new generation comes to life. Fresh crops reach for the sky. Newborn calves take their first ginger steps. Paycom was born in Oklahoma, too, and they're deeply committed to our state's agriculture industry. Paycom's mobile app puts HR and payroll right in the palm of your hand, so you can handle business from the back roads to the back 40. They energize farmers and ranchers today to build a foundation for generations to come. Learn more at paycom.com.
Well, cattle traded a dollar higher in both the north and south to close out the week last week, with business needing to be accomplished after a week of holding out. Box beef prices virtually exploded higher, with choice up $6.74, select up $3.66, finishing an impressive week of boxed beef gains. It's uncertain how traders will react today on the numbers of the cattle on feed report. The report showed on feed 3%, placements 2% lower than a year ago, which would be supportive in comparison. Meanwhile, hog futures showing traders a bit more of uncertainty of what the hogs and pigs report would show, with spread trading between nearby and back months. The report was mostly neutral, with all hogs and pigs about a half of a percentage point below trade expectations, and marketings about 0.4% below expectations. Offsetting this was the kept for breeding number, which was about 0.3% above trade estimates. March Kansas City wheat's up 8¾ cents at the end of the day Friday. It was 874¾, gaining 30¾ cents last week on bitter cold temperatures that threatened to add winter kill to the long list of struggles for the next U.S. hard red winter wheat crop. Warmer temperatures have already started returning to the southwestern plains, but there's not much precipitation expected until next week to offer help to soils afflicted by drought. March corn was up 5¾ cents, finishing 6.66¼ on Friday, and that should be greeted by friendly outside markets. Now, grains returned to trading this morning, and if quotes don't change too much over the next couple of hours, last week's Arctic blast across the U.S. Is giving way to warmer temperatures coming in from the northwestern plains this week. That will be beneficial for livestock, travel, and grain movement. Now, we're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
For over 25 years, Superior Livestock has been committed to making it easy for buyers and sellers to come together. In 2023, there's going to be some great opportunities for you to take advantage of doing business the Superior way, including the annual Bell Ringer video auction that'll be happening the 18th, 19th, and 20th of January in Oklahoma City. Consign your cattle by the 2nd of January to be a part of the 2023 Bell Ringer Sale, 18th and 20th January, Oklahoma City.
At the close Friday, February live cattle up 45 cents, 157.75. April up 50 cents, 161.82. January feeder cattle up 2 cents, 184. And the March up 30 cents, 186.75. February hogs were down $1.22 at 87.82. On the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, March was up 8¾ cents Friday, 874¾. May was up 9¼, 869. Chicago wheat, March up 13¾, 776. May was up 12¾, 782½. March corn up 5¾, 666¼. May up 4¾, 665. January soybeans up 11¼ at 1479. March up 12½ cents.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.